Hi everyone, I'm Brian Peters, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 140. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this week we're exploring a first-time topic here on the show, turning your fans and customers into brand champions. A group of highly engaged fans can have a huge impact on your marketing efforts, so that's what we're going to be chatting about today.
One of the most powerful sources of authentic influence and brand advocacy is your very own customers and fan base. Yet many brands aren't utilizing this untapped resource. We hope to change that today by providing you with a specific brand advocacy strategy moving forward.
A warm welcome to the show, everyone. Let's kick it off. As marketers and brands are starting to feel the effects of evolving social media algorithms, relationships are becoming the new reach. When thinking about algorithms, social media engagement has a snowball effect. When one person interacts with your post, that person is telling the algorithm your content is valuable. As more people engage with the post, endorsing its value, the algorithm will deliver it to more and more news feeds.
That engagement, of course, will increase the likelihood that other people will be inclined to interact with your post. By effectively mobilizing your brand champions, you can strategically leverage content and engagement in order to turn the algorithms in your favor. At its core, that's how an effective brand advocacy strategy works, but it also includes all of the posts on social media that mention your brand or products as well. All of those put together can equal a ton of success.
For instance, Wendy's, a brand that was talked about a lot in 2018, retweets posts from fans and adds entertaining personal captions to maximize the engagement and build devoted brand champions. As Wendy's content gets more retweets, more users are likely to see and engage with it. Rather than passive engagement, the new Facebook and Instagram algorithms prioritize meaningful interactions between people. The change was made to incentivize content that inspires personal connections and conversations. So to stay relevant in light of the new algorithm, it's critical to mobilize your biggest brand advocates.
In many ways, your fans and customers are the ultimate influencers, and leveraging their power is one of the best marketing tactics around. So how do you do that? Well, first, of course, you need to find potential influencers and advocates within your community. Chances are you know of a few, but there are probably lots of people talking about your brand that you didn't even know existed. The two best places to start for finding potential champions are within your existing customer base, and then, of course, on social media. Social is great because you really never know what you're going to find.
Right, and ultimately, social media is where your potential customers are as well. But you have to be proactive in finding and engaging with them. They won't always come to you. Being proactive means constantly searching for, listening to, and approaching fans around you. If you're hosting an event, for example, don't sit back and let the event happen. Talk to attendees, gauge their reactions. Be aware of how people are reacting to your brand organically, and be on the lookout for those who are passionate about your cause, product, or service. They might just be the perfect addition to your brand story or next campaign.
You can also use a tool like Social Rank, one word, to identify your most engaged Twitter and Instagram followers. It's a free tool that allows you to sort your audience into categories like most valuable, such as followers with the most clout, and then most engaged, followers who interact with your content most frequently. But there are lots of other tools too, like Mention, BuzzSumo, Follower Wonk, Clear with a K, BrandWatch, and tons more. What I recommend above all is to get a spreadsheet going, sort of like your own mini brand advocacy and influencer CRM. What you want to do is build a consistent way to keep track of your influencer's contact information, and that will help you avoid future awkward mistakes.
We have several different spreadsheets at Buffer tracking lots of different contacts in various areas, PR, marketing, business development, etc. And so whether you're using a tool like the ones that Brian just mentioned, or maybe you're manually searching social accounts and hashtags to find brand advocates, the best way to reach them is to simply send a direct message. Not that you want to annoy them or anything, but we find it's more successful if you try messaging them on a few platforms, like try Twitter, LinkedIn, and maybe Instagram, and then sometimes they'll respond better on one platform over another.
That's a great point, Haley. I find that LinkedIn particularly is my go-to when it comes to reaching out to people. It's also a great network to find influencers as well. But a genuine non-salesy message goes a long way on social media. I can't tell you how many people I've DM'd on Instagram and said something like, "Hey, I'm Brian, we love your work. How would you like to experiment with a mini social media promotion?" And then I'd say something like, "We'd be happy to pay you for your time," et cetera, et cetera. And honestly, it works really well.
I can imagine so. I mean, I feel like I would probably respond to Instagram DMs faster than I would to LinkedIn messages.
Right, exactly. And so your Instagram, maybe someone else's Twitter DM or LinkedIn, but I think exactly. Like the non-salesy part is important, right?
Yeah, definitely. Just making it come off, you know, like it is, like you would say to someone sitting across from them at a coffee shop, like it right. Doesn't have to be overly promotional for sure. But anyways, at this point, you're probably thinking, okay, got it. Find the top advocates and influencers. Now what? Which is exactly what I would be thinking. So that's coming up right after this little music break. At this point, you've identified a few potential advocates and influencers for your brand. So now what? Well, you can't expect someone you don't know to become your brand's best friend immediately. You need to build a strong relationship with them and eventually use that as your leverage to ask them for favors. Favors usually being teaming up on a campaign, advocating for your brand on social, or something similar. So there are a lot of different levels of brand champions. You can start out light with a quick shout out on social media, like the example we gave of Wendy's earlier, or you can go full on social media campaign.
I like the campaign idea because it tends to be longer lasting and has the potential to get a lot more people involved. REI's Opt Outside campaign is a great example, and you know, we've talked about that a ton before. Another one I recently saw was when BMW teamed up with a group of artists for Coachella, which I thought was pretty interesting. But the campaign could also be something like recruiting, you know, 50 to 100 people to like and share your posts on social media. It doesn't have to be a traditional marketing campaign like you might be thinking. Keep that in mind when recruiting fans, customers, and even strangers to be your brand advocates. You have to think mutually beneficial so that you're not just serving your own goals.
Right. So remember that nothing is free. Brands solicit influencers all the time and they send them tons of freebies they don't need, nor do they necessarily want them. For the relationship to work, identify something influencers can really benefit from, such as exclusive invitations to an event, free exclusive access to a new feature, gaining credibility for being associated with your brand, or even the free products and services that are maybe more tailored to them. So simply put, emphasize what's in it for them.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to ask them, like, what would you want in return to make this time spent with our brand or liking our posts or sharing our posts worthwhile? I think it's also important to mention here that a lot of times your best brand champions won't be marketing experts, so you want to provide clear direction and help them understand the impact that their efforts will have and are having. Be specific about what you expect from them and how their work really makes a difference. You should be having these conversations up front and throughout the entire time that they are under your wing, for lack of better words.
Along those lines, you'll want to make it as easy as possible for brand champions and influencers to help you. All too often, we see brands try these elaborate, drawn-out campaigns where they ask a ton of people for little in return. At first, the influencer is excited, but after a while, they lose interest. You can create a community with content ideas for them to share. You can encourage them to turn on the See This Brand's Posts First setting in Facebook and Instagram. You can start a newsletter where you include the most important social posts or even topics for the week.
We've seen that newsletter method work really well from brands. We've definitely heard that as well. Bottom line is, we're all human. We want things to be super easy. Put yourself in the shoes of your advocates and your champions and make promoting your brand simple. And speaking of being human, who doesn't love a good game? Studies show that gamification can help your brand influencer program be more successful over the long run. Incorporating contests, points, leaderboards, and prizes invokes the intrinsic motivation derived from competition and inspires meaningful participation from your followers and fans.
We've even seen brands go so far as using leaderboards to give their audience real-time updates on the social media competitions happening, which help to keep the participants motivated. So you can include the leaderboard in your weekly newsletter or even share it in a private group on Slack or Facebook. The leaderboard can be around most shares, most engagement, most money earned, or whatever you've used as your incentive. The important part is that you're getting your champions more and more invested in your brand, and you're making it easy to see.
All right, Haley, so I know we've jumped around a bit in this episode, but let's hone in for a minute or two and recap some of the most important points. As you probably gather by now, there's no one ideal brand champion. Sometimes they come in the form of influencers that you pay to talk about your brand. Other times they are a group of existing customers that you identify as highly engaged and maybe provide them with incentives to share your posts on social media. The most important takeaway here is that you are proactive in identifying these people and bringing them into your community, essentially making them feel special.
Right. And then the other big recap point is that you must be thinking mutually beneficial. And a lot of times that means different things to different groups of influencers. In other words, creating a one-size-fits-all brand champion program probably won't work. Macro and micro influencers will most likely want product or money in return for their work, whereas some community members and customers might want discounts, guest blog opportunities, or for you to share their posts on social media.
It's up to you how elaborate you want to make your champion program as well. We'd like to think of these types of programs as different levels in an engagement funnel, taking an audience deeper into your brand the more and more experiences they have with you. So it might start at the top with consuming content and then move down into making, you know, small shows of support.
Exactly. And once you have them hooked, they might begin participating in conversations and actually championing your brand without you even asking. Then the final levels of the funnel being creating brand content, solicited or unsolicited. Again, it's really important to be an active player in this process and then to scale that to as many people as you can.
Create a process, track everything, and measure results. The more time you spend investing in your community and having open conversations with your biggest fans and customers, the more they will be willing to do the marketing for you down the line. That's creating a great customer experience.
The customer experience and engagement is more important than ever as competition increases and algorithms continue to affect reach across the board. That being said, using a more structured approach for implementing and measuring a brand engagement strategy will allow you to establish a competitive advantage in the market, increase customer loyalty and retention, and create and inspire new brand advocates.
Consumer choice is at an all-time high, as you probably already know, which means people can make choices based on factors like what a brand stands for or which products are making a difference in the world. Your brand helps distinguish your products and offering from those of your competitors. This information allows people to make efficient judgments of quality, suitability, and value, and can prompt quick decisions. Activating brand champions will allow you to gain a competitive foothold in a crowded digital landscape in 2019 and beyond.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Science of Social Media today. As always, we deeply appreciate your kind ratings and reviews on iTunes. We love to go in and look at those, so thank you for putting them up there. And if ever you'd like to get in touch with myself or Brian, we're always here for you on social media. Just use the hashtag BufferPodcast, or you can send us an email anytime at hello@buffer.com.
Lots of great episodes lined up for you in the next couple of weeks. We're excited to see you back here on the show. Until next Monday, everyone.